for Sergeant Martin.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
For the policies that sort of govern the relationship between U.S. military personnel serving in Afghanistan and their Afghan counterparts, I'd refer you to the Department of Defense. But I think this kind of behavior doesn't just violate Afghan law and Afghanistan's international obligations, but it certainly violates, I think, pretty much everybody's notion of what acceptable behavior is.
This is a morale question. It's also a morality question. Am I going to recommend to my 15-year-old son who might want to join the military, do I recommend the Army after looking at Army leadership and the Secretary of the Army and all the bad decisions that they made on the Martland case? And the Army should at least have, you know, they ought to be looking at this in terms of how this makes them look in perception and help themselves by doing the right thing. They're not just helping Martland in this case.
Right.
They're helping themselves too, because this does not make them look very good. They can look at his entire career and they can say Sergeant Martland needs to stay in the Army because he is what we need, or they can go along with the political we've seen for the last 3 or 4 months on this and recommend that he get kicked out. But the difference between the Army Human Resources Command and this larger board is the larger board is made up of more senior Army leaders, and they can look at his whole career and take it in totality. They can also take the incident and say, hey, that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing, and he should have never been selected in the first place to be kicked out.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
If there was anybody that had any kind of backbone in the chain of command, in the Army chain of command, frankly, or outside in the civilian chain of command, this would have been over 4 or 5 months ago.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, the Green Beret kicked out, or being attempted to be kicked out, of the United States Army because he removed and took action against a child rapist, and that's what this Afghan commander was. I've been hesitant to use the phrase, but Duncan Hunter, the congressman, has, and I think that's, we need to tell you what the crime that was involved here is, and that's what it is. And it is gathering, his case is gathering a lot of support. I spoke with Duncan Hunter. We're going to play some of that interview, some of the comments from that interview. But also, I will tell you this, the commanders that reviewed him, even the one that had to write up the incident, said he thinks Martland should stay in the military. He was an exemplary soldier and a Bronze Star recipient. But now the question is, we have got a very short window here for building support. But I will tell you, the VFW has now entered into this, Veterans of Foreign War. And in talking with Duncan Hunter, it appears that more of members of Congress are now engaging this issue as well. So I think that also is a positive. So, Jordan, there seems to be a little bit of a momentum shift here in a positive direction, but we just need to keep moving.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And this is a time when, again, we need to call on people to really activate here and stand behind Sergeant Martland, get behind this effort. We need that grassroots push coming from across the country. We need to hear from the families of those who are serving, those who are veterans, and really people, all people should be speaking out, because these are the kind of soldiers we need in our armed forces.
All right, we want you to participate in the conversation here, and I especially want to hear from men and women who have family members or have served in the military. Really important that we do that. So I want to encourage you, and the way to do that is to talk to us on air at 1-800-684-3110. And Logan, there's a multiple ways people can participate in the broadcast today.
That's right. You can join us by giving us a call. That's right, at 1-800-684-3110. Or you can join us online on Facebook or on Periscope, facebook.com/JaySekulow, Periscope, search for Jay Sekulow. We're broadcasting live there right now. You can be part of the conversations during the show and during the breaks. Or you can also watch and listen on ACLJ.org, a television-style multicam HD production of the broadcast each and every day at ACLJ.org. But again, give us a call, 1-800-684-3110.
All right, so we are going to go to a break. We have crossed 210,000 signatures. I'm going to talk to Than Bennett after the break what that means. We are marching forward. More congressional offices are now aware of it. We're about to do a pretty significant push to Congress. Letters going out today. We're working on Sergeant Martland's case. If you want to join with us and stand for this soldier, then go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. By the way, second day of our book release on Undemocratic. We had Undemocratic, the concert last night. We're going to show you some footage from that. The book is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. And we're urging you to buy the book today. It's available. It's retailing for a little under $10. That's going to help us get it on these New York Times and other lists. Back with more in a moment.
A bad situation just got worse for a Green Beret war hero who defended a child from sexual assault. The U.S. Army has been threatening to kick out Sergeant Charles Martland, and now a top Army command is recommending just that. In Afghanistan, children, young boys and girls, are being sexually abused, and Sergeant Martland said, quote, "We felt a moral obligation to act." For his action, he faces expulsion from the Army. There's still time before a final decision is made. The American Center for Law and Justice is working with Congress and urging the Secretary of Defense to stop this moral outrage and reinstate this brave Green Beret. The U.S. military has a moral obligation to stop child abuse on our bases and exonerate Sergeant Martland for defending a child from assault. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
So welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. The Sergeant First Class Charles Martland, the support is building. We were very concerned about this. We've gone on what we're calling a full-court press on this, notifying various committees, but I had the opportunity to speak to Duncan Hunter. We'll hear a little bit of that in a moment. But Than Bennett, our Director of Governmental Affairs, we have seen in the last 48 hours a significant shift of support, including the Veterans of Foreign War have now voiced support for Sergeant Martland and other members of the United States Congress as well.
Yeah, I think the engagement of our members, Jay, is starting to make a huge difference. There was a dramatic shift yesterday in the offices that I was talking to on Capitol Hill. You know, in previous days, it took an awful lot of educating to get them up to speed. Yesterday, many of the offices that I talked to had started hearing from their members already, both through our petition and through people calling. So I think we're starting to break through, Jay, but here's the thing. We can't let up, because the reason you want this momentum is so that that review board doesn't feel like they can release this report without coming under a firestorm of criticism if they go the wrong way. We've got to keep it up.
Yeah, so here's an interesting comment, Jordan, coming on. The retired master sergeant that was in charge of Martland's review, who wrote this incident up, says he's now expressed remorse in the memo and called Martland, quote, "one of the best soldiers I've ever served with over my 20-plus years of service." And that, to me, says he says, "had I known that giving him the no block for integrity on Army values would seal his fate professionally, I would have written it differently and challenged some of the guidance received on how to word that document." So you've got the reviewer saying this is a model soldier and should not be kicked out of the Army. This is important. We're starting to see this shift, and that getting the shift here is the big part of this situation.
That's right. And so that's ultimately, this is all necessary to build the grassroots support, to build the attention, the focus. There's been a lot of news stories about this. So Congressman Hunter has spoken out about it. Other members of Congress are starting to as well. But we need to continue this grassroots outpour today, just like we've done on so many other issues. And then that starts drawing the attention of more national media drawing. And then that also forces leaders to take positions on it, to speak out about it, and get educated themselves about it.
Yep. We got comments coming in on Facebook and Periscope. We also got phone calls coming in. What do we do next, Logan?
That's right. Let's go to the phones as we still are gathering all the comments. Let's go to Chad, who's calling from Bluefield, Virginia. On line one, Chad, you're on the air.
Hi, Chad.
Hey, yeah, this is Chad here.
Yes, sir.
I was just calling in support for the Green Beret that you guys are referring to there. And
Sergeant Martland.
It's really a common thing. It's really sad also. I was actually a sergeant in active duty Army for some time, and
yes, sir.
I'm a disabled veteran now. And it's really, just like you just mentioned, the Army values. It's really not leaning towards the Army values anymore. It's more leaning towards a political agenda that the that the leadership that is in your command wants to favor one side or the other, and also a good old boy system. There's a big problem with a good old boy system.
Yeah, and it's also discouraging. It's discouraging morale within the Army. We have got a series of letters going up today, out today, that I want to get into in just a moment again to let everybody know who we're notifying. But we had Congressman Duncan Hunter on, but our national military team headed by Skip Ash, we have as a senior advisor in military affairs another colonel, former colonel from the United States Army, former chaplain, Wes Smith, and he's writing a piece up that's going to go up on ACLJ.org. Skip has led a great effort on getting these letters out. And Than, it's important for everybody to know, and I appreciate your call, Chad, that we have the thing. There's been a shift. I mean, the last 24 hours, there's been a big shift on the momentum on this case.
Yeah, no question about it, and it's why we've engaged on all those levels, Jay. Everything from the President of the United States to Congress broadly, but then also specifically the Armed Services Committee, the Senate Armed Services Committee that have jurisdiction on this, and then also the grassroots. I'll just tell you very briefly, a conversation I had with a member of the Congressional Prayer Caucus today, this is something that they are now going to focus on. So you kind of have to go after all of these different factions to build not only the grassroots support, but then also the support Congress-wide, and we'll just continue that this afternoon.
Yeah, we're going to play this thing out all the way through and aggressively advocate here. Let's go ahead and take another comment or call.
Yeah, we got a lot of comments that are starting to roll in. If you have a comment, you want to join us on Facebook or Periscope, you can do so. But there are a lot of comments, a lot of people who are just saying that they really support the military. Or one person just put, this is from Nadine, said, this is so disgusting. I can't believe our military is letting this happen and letting us down. Another comment come in from Laura said, I have a veteran son. Please keep up the fight. For our awesome vets, they deserve it and have earned our complete support and respect.
And that's exactly what we're doing. Let me say what's happened here. So I had a chance to speak with Duncan Hunter yesterday. Let me play for you a little bit of that right now, talking about how the momentum on this has shifted significantly. Take a listen. What kind of support are you seeing on Capitol Hill amongst your colleagues for this case involving Sergeant Martland?
Tons, actually. Tons of support. In fact, I have people coming up to me all the time saying, look, anything that we can do, let me know. And I think what Senator Roberts is doing, he's not going to affirm the next Army Secretary for different reasons. But I say there's plenty of reasons to make the Army do the right thing before you put in the next Secretary of the Army that will just continue along these same lines of political correctness, and which is what they've been doing.
So, Than, explain to everybody what this hold means and how that works to our advantage here.
So, Eric Fanning is the nominee to become the new Secretary of the Army. Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas has put a hold on him, which essentially means he is going to object to his confirmation. He can block that confirmation, yep. Jay. Now, he's doing it for a list of reasons, but now Sergeant Martland is on that list of reasons. It's a pressure point within the Department of Defense to resolve this favorably so that they can get a new secretary seated.
And Jordan, one of the other aspects of this is we know that this is a bureaucracy issue right now, that this review board is the first one that really has the breadth and scope to look at the entire record. But so far, this has been handled bureaucratically.
Yeah, that's right. And so it's not been based off really Sergeant Martland specifically, but more about the cutbacks to the military. And we've talked through that with Skip Ash and others who have joined our broadcast about how this goes directly in line with the very broad policy that's been put in place by the Obama administration, cutting the size of the military. So they look for anybody who's got any kind of flags at all and say, okay, those are not people we're going to re-up or re-enlist. And that's an issue, especially when you're talking about someone highly trained, a Green Beret like Sergeant Martland, and an issue where, as you've said, that people are expressing the remorse in the way that it's damaged his military career already and are trying to do something about it. And we still have an opportunity so that he can make that decision to continue to serve.
You know, here's what it's interesting comment by Sergeant Martland. He said, kicking me out of the Army is morally wrong and the entire country knows it. While I understand that a military lawyer can say that I was legally wrong, we felt a moral obligation to act. And that's because of the nature of the abuse that was taking place and that the individual that admitted doing it was, in fact, on the base, on U.S. soil, when he was confronted and basically laughed it off. So under international law, I think Martland was correct. So the fight now is to get the attention to it, and we're starting to see a shift. We want to add your name to this petition at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255.
We got a comment that came in from Bonnie. She said, my family is several military, and none of them have looked the other way on any moral issue. They'd be proud to stand with Sergeant Martland. I think we're getting that from a lot of people who have had who are either in the service or family with service. Let's go to some of those who are calling in. Let's go to Daniel, who's calling from Dublin, Georgia, on line five.
Hi, Daniel.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Good, sir.
Hey, you know, I called to weigh in on this thing. I spent 5 years in the United States Marine Corps.
Yes, sir.
And I was a sergeant when I got out. I'm no longer down a pastor now. And I believe this is absolutely just ridiculous. You know, we're taught and we're trained to such a high degree of morals and defense and what we're supposed to stand up for and what we're supposed to fight against. And it's any kind of shape or wrong that threatens anything that we believe. And you know, we're taught this to such a high degree, and we're trained so heavily, but yet when we act upon it, it's almost like we go under such scrutiny that, you know, we didn't cover all the P's and Q's before we did it. We didn't check with so-and-so.
Well, that's exactly, Daniel, that's exactly what has happened here. So, Jordan, the violation of Army rules and regulations is a technical violation, or not a substantive one.
Yeah, that's right. And that I think has to be made very clear too for everybody listening. I mean, this was again about what to do in this, and this again, I think set the stage. Ford operating base in Afghanistan, we're talking about 2011, so at the height of some of the fighting there, and a bad situation occurs, they take action, not grossly inappropriate by any means,
right.
and that it becomes it's really a bureaucratic error is what they're saying.
Exactly.
You know, it's a reporting error, and these are the kind of folks, you know, we should not have to be waging this kind of grassroots movement for a Green Beret with a situation like this. But when you add the policy of cutting back the military and this specific bureaucratic situation together, this is the kind of mess you find yourself in, where we're having to rally so that someone can voluntarily serve their country, who's been highly trained, a lot of taxpayer dollars spent to get him to where he is today as a Green Beret.
A good comment that just came out on Facebook from Cheryl. She said, it's not only standing for our military, but it's just standing for what is right.
I think that is exactly correct, Cheryl. We want you to do something here. Join 210,000 people. I'm going to talk with Than during the break, and then also when we come back, on exactly what we're doing today on the case of Sergeant Martland. We don't just lay out what the problems are. We give you the solutions. Go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. And what I'm going to urge you to do is sign that petition. Over 211,000 signatures. I mean, it's conceivable we get to 250,000 here, folks. So again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Defending our soldiers, particularly in this case, Sergeant Martland. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And don't forget our book, Undemocratic, is out in bookstores everywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Order it today. That will count as a scan this week and help us to get on some of these bestsellers lists. So again, Undemocratic is a paperback version. Back with more in a moment.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. A bad situation just got worse for a Green Beret war hero who defended a child from sexual assault. The U.S. Army has been threatening to kick out Sergeant Charles Martland, and now a top Army command is recommending just that. In Afghanistan, children, young boys and girls, are being sexually abused, and Sergeant Martland said, quote, "We felt a moral obligation to act." For his action, he faces expulsion from the Army. There's still time before a final decision is made. The American Center for Law and Justice is working with Congress and urging the Secretary of Defense to stop this moral outrage and reinstate this brave Green Beret. The U.S. military has a moral obligation to stop child abuse on our bases and exonerate Sergeant Martland for defending a child from assault. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
It was like from another country, it was endangered species on their list, not on ours. Hey, we had a good time last night doing a Undemocratic the concert, and we did, just kind of off the cuff, we did a blues version of our song Undemocratic, and the response was breathtaking. Thousands of people were, I think there was 2,000 or 3,000 comments yesterday about the concert. People loved it, and they really liked that blues version of Undemocratic, and people are asking us to record it. We are. I told Mark Townsend yesterday we are going to do that. That's the next thing we're going to work on is the blues version of that, which is great. It goes with our book, Undemocratic. Now, I don't know where we are now on that. Let's get some reports on this. But, folks, we are in day two of the release. Now, some of you pre-ordered it, which is great. Amazon was actually out of the book yesterday. They've got more in stock today. So if you ordered it yesterday, it's coming right out on time. And they think they've got 7,000 more copies in stock now. So we want to encourage you to get this book, Undemocratic. If everybody listening to this bought one copy, it's less than $10. We'll be on every list in the country. Right now, and give me a Barnes & Noble too, number 74 on Amazon for all books. So with paperback, probably has us in the top 10 because most of the books on the top of the list are the hardback hardcovers. We are number one in the issue of nationalism, number one on religion, politics, and state, number one on politics and government and commentary and opinion. And it's $9.60 on Amazon. And I think on Barnes & Noble, we're like number 20 of all books. Will get us that. But it's available everywhere. I encourage you to order today. Logan, you said you saw it yesterday in a bookstore.
That's right. I went over to our local Barnes & Noble, picked up a copy myself. So
you bought one.
I bought one. I could have just taken one, but I decided not.
See, Logan's being a good sport. All right.
And someone asked for a copy of it, and I didn't give it to him, so I probably should have. Because I said, this is my copy. I paid for it. You go buy your own. So,
okay, there you go. All right, we're going to take more calls on Sergeant Martland. Before we do, Fan, lay out what we're doing today on his case.
Today's focus, Jay, is on the House Armed Services Committee and the Senate Armed Services Committee. There will be a letter going to every single member of those two committees, and the reason we're focusing on them today is those are the two committees that pass the budget for the military, that confirm new secretaries like Secretary Fanning that's up now, as well as provide oversight. So they are a big leverage point. Every member is going to get a letter from us today. Every member is going to get a personal contact from me this afternoon. That's today's effort. Last week was the President of the United States. This week, House Armed Services Committee and Senate Armed Services Committee.
You know, it's interesting because now we're starting to see reports coming out. So General John Campbell said, I have personally spoken with the President Ghani on the issue of sexual abuse of children by Afghan government officials, made it clear the Afghan government will not tolerate the abuse of its children. But we know that to be completely false. There's a special investigative report that someone has done. I'm not going to disclose it today. I probably will tomorrow or Friday on this whole situation. And when I give you the details of it, folks, it's pretty overwhelming. So I will keep you posted on that. We're going to probably release that Friday is my guess, and probably be the last day of the campaign. Let's go ahead and take another call, or we can...
Yeah, let's take a call. Let's go to Ray, who's calling from Altoona, Pennsylvania, on line two.
Hi, Ray.
Hey, Jay, thank you for everything you do. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
My comment is directly to the President of the United States, yep, who is the Commander-in-Chief. I also am a Marine Corps veteran of Vietnam, disabled right now.
Yep.
I have a son that has 25 years in the service, and I am disgusted. The President once said about Trayvon Martin could be his son. Well, this person who was abused could have been his son, and I'd like to see him stand by and let this go.
Let's talk about the Commander-in-Chief side of this, Ray, because you raised something here that's important, and that is, Jordan, the Commander-in-Chief, the President of the United States, under the Constitution, is the Commander-in-Chief of the military. The fact of the matter is the President could end this with, as he likes to say, a phone call in his pen.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, it's one of those situations where the executive could stand right in, doesn't have to go through the bureaucrat, doesn't have to go through the grassroots drama and the situation where, and you know, this is not like negotiating with a different country or a situation like that. This is just the president stepping in, directing the Department of Defense and the Army to take a specific action, and it would be done, and we'd all move on.
We just got a report that is very encouraging here about the book, and Will's verified this. Right now, the number one selling paperback at Barnes & Noble is Undemocratic, and it's number eight in overall books, because their overall list has the hardbacks, kids' books. This is a good sign. So, folks, keep that momentum up on Undemocratic. We encourage you to buy your copy today, but that's great. And Jordan brought up a great point, and so did Ray. We appreciate that, Ray. The Commander-in-Chief, ultimately, that's why we don't lose our focus than even if the next review board doesn't go right. It makes it a lot harder, no doubt, but we keep moving this up.
Well, absolutely. I mean, two things. First of all, this administration says this is a chain of command issue. Well, the Commander-in-Chief is at the top of that chain of command, so he could issue the proper ruling and be done with this. But here's the problem, and you heard this from Josh Earnest in the open. They are treating this, Jay, as a foreign policy issue rather than a moral and a human rights issue. Josh Earnest acts like we have to defer to other governments when it comes to child abuse.
We do not.
That simply cannot be the foreign policy of the United States. That's what they've got to fix.
We're going to take more of your calls, and we want to hear from you. Logan's going to let you know how to do that right now.
That's right. You can give us a call right now. We got a few lines open, 1-800-684-3110. Again, 1-800-684-3110. Let's take a call. Mike's calling from L.A. on line 6. Mike, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Mike.
Hello. Yes, Jay. I'm a former Army officer myself.
And, thank you for service, sir.
I just want to say this is similar to what we're asking ourselves to do with abortion. At what point do we determine that a child is not a child in the womb? Now we're asking our soldiers to determine what is considered just morals when dealing
with
children.
And to look the other way, Mike. They want them to look the other way.
So is it okay to abuse a child because someone in another country thinks it's okay because they treat their children this way?
And the answer to that has to be no. And, in fact, it violates Afghan law, which is meaningless because they have no judicial system. But, Jordan, it violates, you have an LLM in international law. It violates international treaties.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, this is a situation, again, where we need to understand that what was going on here is illegal. And of course, having it happen on your base knowingly, that causes issues as well. And so you've got to correct the matter. Yes, things can get heated. We're talking about the battlefield here. We're talking about war. But you know, considering all of the different elements here, it wasn't that out of control at all. I mean, it wasn't
right.
A situation like that. It was handled, a family asking for help in a child abuse situation, ongoing, active, current, happening on the base. They had to take action.
Let me say this, folks. We're going to be taking more of your calls. We are here for another 30 minutes, and there are multiple ways you can get this broadcast now.
That's
in addition
right.
to the stations that carry it.
Yeah, if you're not on Sirius XM or some of the stations that carry the full hour of Jay Sekulow Live and you want to continue listening or watching, you can do that many different ways. ACLJ.org for either an audio-only feed, just like listening to it on the radio, or you can actually watch a live television-style multi-cam shoot that we do here each and every day. It's just like watching a television show right there on your computer. We're broadcasting live there. Or be part of the conversation. Facebook and Periscope, facebook.com/JaySekulow. You'll see the latest post is a live video. And we're there live right now taking your questions, taking your comments during the show and during the break. Studio quality audio and a behind-the-scenes look at the production. Same with Periscope. Same feed, but you can get your questions or comments in that way too. Periscope, search for Jay Sekulow. We're broadcasting live there right now for the rest of the hour.
211,533 people are standing with Sergeant Martland. I want to be at 212,000 by the end of this broadcast. Go to ACLJ.org and add your name there or call us at 1-877-989-2255. So ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let me also encourage you, our book Undemocratic is now out in bookstores. It is climbing quickly. Number one paperback right now at Barnes & Noble, number eight in overall books, number one in a lot of categories on Amazon. We can keep it on these lists, folks. That will let more people read the book. Let me encourage you to get your copy now. Wherever books are sold, buy it today. This is the week that counts because this is the scan week. So either Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you buy your books, we encourage you to do that. Again, the book is Undemocratic. Make sure it's the paperback edition of the book, and you order that today. That'll help us a lot. We'll take more of your calls and comments when we come back from the break.
A bad
situation just got worse for a Green Beret war hero who defended a child from sexual assault. The U.S. Army has been threatening to kick out Sergeant Charles Martland. The American Center for Law and Justice is working with Congress to stop this moral outrage and reinstate this brave Green Beret. The U.S. military has a moral obligation to stop child abuse on our bases. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, ACLJ.org.
Again, Sergeant Martland's case, we said a bit of a game changer today. I'm going to have Fan lay out what we're doing, but let me give you what has happened. Even the individual that wrote up the incident report that resulted in right now Sergeant Martland being asked to leave the military has said he has regrets. He would have never written it up that way, knowing it would be the end of this soldier who he called exemplary, one of the best soldiers I've ever served with over my 20 years plus of service. We now know the Veterans of Foreign Wars, the VFW, has come out in favor of Sergeant Martland. And we heard from Duncan Hunter that, in fact, this is, again, another positive development, that members of Congress are picking up on this. So, Than, we've upped it significantly today on what we've done.
Yeah, we're really starting to break through, Jay. I mean, we've moved beyond the President and Congress ride. We're drilling down on the House Armed Services Committee, the Senate Armed Services Committee. We think that it's time for them to leverage the influence over the military that they have because, quite frankly, time is running out. And all of the momentum does seem to be on our side as far as engagement on the Hill goes. But again, we need to tell our listeners, that decision, yes, they have till the end of the month, but it could come any day. So today, every member of those two committees is going to get a letter from us, and they're going to get a personal contact from us asking them to personally engage and asking them to do whatever they can to make sure that that decision that comes down is in favor of Sergeant Martland.
So we are. I'm just letting everybody know, we're hitting this on every cylinder in Washington we can, and we're not losing hope. Now, we had a question come in about what the president to do, what the commander-in-chief can do. Let me tell you, this. I asked that to Duncan Hunter. Let's take a listen to that.
So the commander-in-chief, obviously the president can override it. He's the president, he's the commander-in-chief.
True.
But that I would not suspect would be reality.
Yeah, Secretary of Defense, the president. I mean, if there was anybody that had any kind of backbone in the chain of command, in the Army chain of command, frankly, or outside in the civilian chain of command, this would have been over 4 or 5 months ago.
Right.
What makes me nervous about the whole thing is if there were somebody with a backbone, this would have been settled months ago.
Right.
So there's not.
And there you have it. And that's the problem with the bureaucracy, and that's why we're fighting back. Let's go ahead and grab a call quickly here.
All right, sure, let's
or
go.
Comment.
Yeah, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Josephine. He's waiting on hold for about 20 minutes. Thanks, Josephine. You're on the air.
Hey, Josephine.
Utah.
Yes, thank you, Jay. I appreciate you letting me on the show.
Sure.
I do have a comment.
Yep.
I have a son that's 15-year-old that's going through Utah Military Academy. He wants to be in the career.
Yep.
And my husband is ex-military as well.
Yep.
They hear this stuff, and my son hears this stuff. We're aware of the policies and all of these bureaucracy with females in combat, removal of chaplains, these kind of things.
And he's in your son's in the Utah Military Academy right now?
Yes.
And wants a career in the military?
Yes.
And the problem is this is affecting morale. I think we have do we have sound from Congressman Hunter on that? I think we do. This is, Josephine, look, this is a serious problem. One of the approaches that Congressman Hunter suggested was that perhaps we contact the recruiting offices, too, or the recruiting command, and say this is going to affect morale. It is a morale question. Here's what Duncan Hunter said about that.
This is a morale question. It's also a morality question. Am I going to recommend to my 15-year-old son who might want to join the military, do I recommend the Army after looking at Army leadership and the Secretary of the Army and all the bad decisions that they made on the Martland case? And the Army should at least have, you know, they ought to be looking at this in terms of how this makes them look in perception and help themselves by doing the right thing. Because they're not just helping Martland in this case.
Right.
They're helping themselves, too, because this does not make them look very good.
This is exactly, and Josephine, he was talking about his 15-year-old son. So, look, we want your son to serve in the military if he wants to. It's an admirable thing, and it's something we need in our country. We need soldiers. So we are going to work to restore this, and then we're under a very short fuse to do it.
Could happen any day, Jay. So that momentum has to start now. But, you know, he's absolutely right. This is now a readiness issue, because if we don't get this one right, it will stop people from enlisting, and that becomes a much bigger problem.
All right, we're going to ask you to sign on to that petition for Sergeant Martlin, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We urge you to do that today. Again, 800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. But if you want to sign that petition, ACLJ.org is the easiest way to do it. Don't forget our book, Undemocratic, evidently climbing up the charts right now. We're going to play, I think, in the break maybe we'll play the song. It's available in paperback wherever books are sold. Undemocratic, order it today.
If you want to watch that feed right now, Facebook and Periscope.
A bad situation just got worse for a Green Beret war hero who defended a child from sexual assault. The U.S. Army has been threatening to kick out Sergeant Charles Martlin, and now a top Army command is recommending just that. In Afghanistan, children, young boys and girls, are being sexually abused, and Sergeant Martlin said, quote, "We felt a moral obligation to act." For his action, he faces expulsion from the Army. There's still time before a final decision is made. The American Center for Law and Justice is working with Congress and urging the Secretary of Defense to stop this moral outrage and reinstate this brave Green Beret. The U.S. military has a moral obligation to stop child abuse on our bases and exonerate Sergeant Martlin for defending a child from assault. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Hey, we had a good time during the break with our friends on Periscope and Facebook showing them we did this blues version of Undemocratic, which, I mean, the comments on it were unbelievable. As Donald Trump would say, were huge. And we are going to record that as a release a song because it's such a great song. And maybe we do that celebration when we get the book results and have a good time with that. All right, we're taking your calls on Sergeant Martlin, 800-684-3110. Jordan, I want you to lay out for everybody, and we'll take some more calls in a moment, the legal case here of what's going on and what we're doing. Than gave you the kind of the background on the next moves here. But let's lay out the legal case under international law here.
Sure. Well, of course, there's a duty here to act. I mean, there's also that's the specific situation when you've got this ongoing abuse. You know about it. It's not something that's happened just in the past. It's not something you're being warned about just for the future that you would just report as, okay, I heard about this. But it's actually happening in a facility under your control, under your command, and it's an ongoing active situation. So it's actually, you know, the perpetrator's there, the victim is there, the victim's family is asking you to help. And we make a big deal about how in the military has a very important role, and we have to live up to this. If we're going to make a big deal about it, it has to be reality. When they are working and fighting in these areas to build trust with the local community. And so when you have a family asking for assistance in a matter so, again, so shocking, where you would think that, okay, any kind of involvement would be okay, especially happening under our own roof. And so that's also a legal side as well to this. It's purely, I mean, with Undemocratic out in paperback and talking about the bureaucratic problems of this situation, yeah. It's right. It goes right to the heart of it. And this is a situation where the bureaucracy, action had to be taken. And it speaks to the bigger issue of how our troops are trying to live up to these standards that are impossible to do.
Yep.
Had a comment just came in from Cheryl who said, just to want to let you know, she traveled 2 hours to buy the book yesterday.
Wow.
Because she couldn't wait to read it. Not sure where Cheryl was coming in from, but clearly the closest bookstore was a little bit away, but we appreciate that.
Appreciate that
she
a lot.
She still ordered another one for her parents. That's great. Thank you so much. We did have a person called Annie who just commented, and I think there's just some confusion maybe people don't have. She said, people won't like to hear this, but it seems like the base is on Afghan soil, so they're allowed to uphold their customs no matter how grotesque. It was not on American soil. These bases are Afghans. Not allowed, but it's not customs, it's the law.
No, it's the law, right. Yeah. So, yeah, they do, she brings a good point. I mean, they argue, Than, that this is custom and practice, but in their laws in Afghanistan say this is a crime. Sexual abuse of children is a crime. And as Jordan just said, international law says that as well. So what's happened here is, you don't, first of all, this soldier was allowed to re-enlist after this incident. I mean, that's a fact that's not getting a lot of attention, but he was allowed to re-enlist. So that's a big deal here. But then there is this kind of confusion out there, and we need to say, if there was a technical violation of protocol, that should not result in this soldier being thrown out of the military.
Well, a few things here, Jay. I mean, one, it is a violation of Afghan law, but two, it's also a violation of any number of international accords with which Afghanistan have responsibilities to, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the ICCPR, and a number of other things. But listen, here's where I have the biggest problem. Our government has bought that excuse. Our government has bought that since this is a cultural norm in Afghanistan, Sergeant Martin could have looked the other way. That cannot be our foreign policy position. We have to take the position that we have a moral obligation to intervene in these situations. And when Sergeant Martin did just that, we can't depend on the bureaucracy and reporting it up the chain of command. He has to stop that abuse in the moment so that it doesn't continue.
I pressed Duncan Hunter on some of that. We talked about some of these. Let me play number 34. Is that the best one, Will? I think so. This is, again, Congressman Hunter, we're working very closely with his staff as well, and members of Congress now are engaged on this, is what he had to say.
What I've learned is, unfortunately, us trying to do the right thing doesn't always get through to the military services. What does get through to them is when they lose face. They hate being embarrassed, period. And this should be embarrassing. And the reason I think that they haven't moved on this fast enough is because they think, hey, the American people aren't paying attention to this. Sure, you know, you have a couple thousand people that are paying attention that even know what Martland's name is. We need to let them know that there's hundreds of thousands of people that are tracking this and that are tracking what the Army does on this.
Well, there are 212,146 people that know who Sergeant Martland is, and that is growing. So, again, if you haven't signed on to that, do it at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
Right, let's go back.
Some more calls.
Yeah, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Jennifer, who's watching on Periscope. It's from Pennsylvania, on line 3. Jennifer,
hey.
Welcome.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Thanks for watching on Periscope.
Hey, no problem. I'm also a vet.
Great. Thank you for your service.
And I spent some time in Afghanistan, so I know what he was up against.
Yeah.
I honestly.
When you say that you know what he was up against, explain that, because I've got a report that I'm released Friday on this. But go ahead, Jennifer, and say what you're talking about.
Just the way that the Afghans interacted with each other and different things. I mean, we were always told the hearts and minds, but we've heard horror stories of what they do to boys. You know, they always said that the boys were for pleasure, women were for bearing children. That's what we were told.
Yeah. That's what this report's going to say. Yeah.
Right. And I mean, I dealt with I was a detainee. Operations Guard, and I dealt with some of the worst of the worst. We had the HVTs in my facility.
Yep.
But this just burns me because here's a soldier who did the right thing, and I've been in for 8 years, and I've seen the soldiers that are worthless, that they basically steal oxygen, and they're still in, and we can't get rid of them.
Right.
And we have a guy who stood up and did the right thing, and they want to kick him out. If this was a military child in a military base, everybody would be up in arms. But because it's an Afghan child in basically a third world country, who cares?
So, Jennifer, your statement, I'm really glad you called, because I'm going to release this report on Friday about this very issue. And I think we have to be fully aware of the nature and scope of what is happening right now. And this has reached a level, Jordan, of seriousness. I want to go to Jordan and Than on this, that the legal violation, as Jennifer's talking about, this whole custom and normal practice, which I think the administration was buying for a while, is absurd.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, so again, when you go in to look at the situation here, you look at what we're dealing with from the bureaucracy, we've got a situation where we have to, there has to be more changes made But and we know that there's problems on the battlefield. We know that there's problems with the authority to act and who can basically fight first and when you can use your arms. And here's a situation where, like it or not, when you're at a forward operating base in a part of Afghanistan, you've got to make these decisions. You do have to take on a role. We don't like the world's policeman role, but the idea that you've got authority. I mean, you're hosting these people. You're fighting in their country, and you're also hosting local commanders. If they are out of line, you are responsible, and so you have to be able to act. And this should have just exposed a bureaucratic problem, and it gets fixed. But we know in Washington that's never the case.
So, Than, he was also a Bronze Star recipient and was able to reenlist. So this is a real injustice here.
He was a valuable soldier. And I mean, I think there's two things here. One, there's, of course, an individual tragedy, the child being abused, and that in and of itself should be enough to stand up. But Congressman Hunter and Jordan both brought up a very, very important point on a broader level. Our foreign policy always hinges on changing hearts and minds. And I can't think of anything more damaging to that effort than refusing to stand up for children who are being abused. If we don't do that, Jay, we have no chance, absolutely no chance, of winning that battle for hearts and minds.
No, I know you're exactly correct. Alone, we have time for another call.
Yeah, we have a couple of comments. One came in from tour guide Aaron, who is typically in Israel, and he commented, he said, America can only survive of its basis of strong moral foundation and strong families, that seems to be struggling. We had a response from someone who just said to him, we need Benjamin Netanyahu. You guys have had him long enough. It's our turn now.
Well, he's a pretty tough guy, and he would stand with his soldiers. There's no doubt about it. The president has the ability to. He just hasn't done it, and hopefully it doesn't get to that level. But if it does, we're going to press forward there. Let's go ahead and grab another call before the break, then I'm going to do a rapid fire round.
All right, Kevin's calling from Indianapolis on line 5. You're on the air.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Appreciate what you do. I just have a quick question. As you point out, this Afghan commander broke Afghan law and international law. Has anything happened to him?
Nothing.
Has he been?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing. He was killed in a. I mean, there was nothing for these, and there was no charges in the act. He actually lost his life in a Taliban attack, but he did. Not only was there not remorse, he did nothing. There was no charges, no investigation of any serious consequence, nothing. So this is the nature of what happens here. And it's a dangerous part of the world, and you got to realize that's what it is. So here's what we've got. We are going to do a rapid-fire round coming up. So Logan's going to give you the number right now, and then I'm going to do a pitch for the book. But we want to do a rapid-fire round coming up, so we got lines open. We cleared some lines for everybody to participate in this rapid-fire round.
That's right. Give us a call right now, 1-800-684-3110. All our lines open, except for David, who's on hold. David will get to you for sure. And 1-800-684-3110. If you're watching on Facebook, Periscope, ACLJ.org, or listening on the radio, we want to hear from you now. And again, 1-800-684-3110.
Folks, we are in day 2 of the promotion of Undemocratic. The book is out and it's selling. We're pleased with that. We want to get on as many of the bestsellers lists as we can. There's a whole variety, and that'll get more prominence within the stores, and that's the big thing you want to do here. So more people find out about the work of the ACLJ. If you would order your copy today on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you are, go in and buy it. All of those count. This week is the critical week, so Undemocratic, make sure it's the paperback edition of the book, and we'd appreciate that. Signing the petition for Sergeant Martin is easy as well, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Now, we're doing a rapid-fire round, so if you want to talk to us on air, any question on any topic, it's good for the next segment. ACLJ.org for information on Sergeant Martlin. But if you want to talk to us about any topic, it could be politics, it could be the situation with the sergeant, 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. A bad situation just got worse for a Green Beret war hero who defended a child from sexual assault. The U.S. Army has been threatening to kick out Sergeant Charles Martland, and now a top Army command is recommending just that. In Afghanistan, children, young boys and girls, are being sexually abused, and Sergeant Martland said, quote, "We felt a moral obligation to act." For his action, he faces expulsion from the Army. There's still time before a final decision is made. The American Center for Law and Justice is working with Congress and urging the Secretary of Defense to stop this moral outrage and reinstate this brave Green Beret. The U.S. military has a moral obligation to stop child abuse on our bases and exonerate Sergeant Martland for defending a child from assault. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.
We did a little political discussion. See, if you're on Facebook and Periscope, you get the behind the scenes. We had a little political discussion going on, and people are asking about this. So, Logan, let me address what happened here.
There is a lot of confusion about Ben Carson, Dr. Carson, obviously a friend of the show, friend of the family in general. But there was sort of reports that came out in the middle of the Iowa caucus towards the end of the night that he was dropping out of the race, and those were kind of a perpetuated rumor from the Cruz camp.
Well, so here's what happened. So Ben Carson's campaign sent out information saying that Dr. Carson was not going on to New Hampshire and South Carolina, instead was going to return to Florida for a few days. That was perceived by CNN and I think Fox as well as the signal that he's reassessing and pulling out. Cruz's people, while this was going on, they were still actually doing caucuses. Said, hey, hold your vote for Ben Carson because he's pulling out. Now, supposedly, Ted Cruz has replied
apologized.
Yep. Now, Donald Trump is saying there should be a whole redo in Iowa, which is not going to happen.
No.
Would it have affected the votes much? I don't know, but I don't think that was a particularly the right move. But also, don't signal that. Don't have your campaign send that. You know, that's
he put out that he was going to Florida, trying to avoid the snowstorm that was coming into Iowa, and then to go get more clothes, I think is what the actual comment was.
Yeah, I think this is on CNN. Joseph A. Banks, but I'm going to get to 2-3.
Brett Baer said there's not a belk in Iowa.
But anyways, be that as may, Ben Carson's still in the race, and we'll see. All right, this is a rapid-fire round, and we'll answer your political questions, too, at 800-684-3110. Let's go right to whatever the questions
might
be.
All right, David in Boston, you're on the air.
Hey, David.
Hello, Jay. Thank you, Jay. I'd first like to say thank you for the Undemocratic concert last night. It was great. Thank you so much.
What was your favorite song?
I like the song, Free One, Freedom.
Oh, Freedom. Mother Freedom by Bread. Yeah, that's a good song.
Yes, and I have two questions. Yep. You know, this case is very fishy. Sounds like Sergeant, Marlin is being discriminated for something. Who knows what? Yep. Anyway, my first question, who was the U.S. military officer, the named officer, the person who first filed the complaint against Sergeant Marlin?
We don't know who it was. We do know that there was an officer that also was engaged in this. With Sergeant Martland. It wasn't just Martland on his own. It was the officer that was there as well. He's now left the military, but he has spoken out on this in defense of Sergeant Martland. Go ahead with your second question.
Yeah, but who was the military officer above him that filed the complaint against them?
So that was a retired master sergeant who was the raider for Relief for Cause, and he has said that he would never have done this, if it would have been a career-ending move for the... for Sergeant Martlin, and the captain was Captain Dan Quinn, who was on site and is an officer over Sergeant Martlin, which Jordan raises that issue too. It wasn't like he did this on his own.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, so you got a situation where the sergeant was taking some of the right course also. So, I mean, he was reporting the situation. He got involved. And still, that was not enough for the Army. And this comes to that blemish issue that Skip Ash has talked about on this broadcast a number of times. And that comes directly down to when you look at this situation and the way the military is being cut back, if you've got any kind of marks against you whatsoever, even if you're a Green Beret like Sergeant Marlin, willing to continue to serve your country, then they try to move forward.
All right, so Than, let's lay out for our friends again the next. We have had a major. We need to say this, folks. Some of you may be joining us late here. We've had a major shift in the last 24 hours. I spoke with Congressman Hunter yesterday. Things have shifted significantly as far as notoriety, people engaged, VFW speaking out now, and others. We're starting to build a lot of support for the sergeant.
Big momentum on Capitol Hill, and that truly thanks to all of our members who have engaged. But listen, our focus now is on those two committees that have jurisdiction over the military. And the reason for that is the right outcome here, Jay, involves removing that demerit from Sergeant Martland's file. That would be what would get him out of the process of being selected for reduction. And you mentioned Captain Dan Quinn a minute ago. It was his demerit from this situation that ultimately led to his retirement. He didn't fight it. Sergeant Martland is fighting it, Jay. He wants to continue
and
serving.
I want us to fight with him, folks. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We're at 212,565. We could get to 213,000 by the time this replays tonight. So ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Logan, let's get a comment or a call.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take a call. Douglas in Wyoming.
Hey,
you're
Douglas.
On the air.
Hey, Jay.
Yes, sir.
I was going to see if you'd contacted any of the Republican presidential candidates to see what their reaction is or if they can put any pressure.
Yeah, you know, that's Douglas, actually, it's a good idea. The way that works is you got to, you know, the debate, we have to get more media attention to draw it in. But look, I think every avenue, when are the next debates? There's a Democratic town hall tonight, right?
Yeah, and then maybe one again on you know, that keeps going back and forth this Thursday in New York, or is it going to be in New Hampshire? And then you got the Republican on Saturday.
So there's a Republican one Saturday, so there may be another Democrat one. I think it should be raised. I think that was a good idea. All right, let's take the last question, then I got some closing comments.
All right, Jim's calling from Moses Lake, Washington.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Good deal. Hey, thank you for all you do.
Thanks.
But my question is, what are you doing, or is there anything you can do to get this information spread by the mainstream media? The issue is, the other day you guys were talking about how none of the congressmen knew about this, and now they're starting to get word of it.
Yep.
But the big thing is getting it out there.
Well, it's tough to break into the news cycle when you're in the middle of the New Hampshire primary coming up in just a few days, Jim. I mean, you raise a good point. But let me say that's from Monday to Wednesday, and Than can reiterate this again, from Monday to Wednesday, we're talking about less than 72 hours, there has been a huge shift on notoriety on this case. And I know, Than, you were in the Senator McConnell's office yesterday and others. There's a huge shift here.
Yeah, they're really starting to pay attention, and I would just say I actually think that could spill into some media attention. You obviously have to fight through the political one, but the candidates, Jay, who are in the United States Senate, they know about this. I do think we will expand it to other candidates as well, but all of that's going to have to work together. If it's going to break through the media cycle, it's going to have to be in that political vein, and I think that's one of our next efforts here.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to ask you to sign that petition for Sergeant Martin. Any other comments you want to hit, Logan, before we
just a lot of people saying thank you. This was from Twitter. Eric just said, at Jay Sekulow, as a Marine veteran, I would have done the exact same thing.
That's great.
Sad to see our leaders not standing up for him. That's, I think, the general sentiment from pretty much everybody.
Back. Well, we're fighting back, and I think we're going to win this. We got a lot of work to do. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to stand with Sergeant Martland. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We've got an email going out on that today, by the way, so there will be some information there. Our book, Undemocratic, according to Will Haynes, is doing very well in Barnes & Noble and very well on Amazon, that's for sure. You can make a big impact and a big difference. If everybody that's watching right now, we're listening right now, we're to just go out and spend the $9.66, I think is what it is, or a little less than $10.
Yeah, Amazon kind of goes up and down, but somewhere in the $10 range.
Yeah, go and buy the book. It can make a big difference. If we get Undemocratic on some of the big lists, especially the New York Times list, but other lists as well, this will keep the conversation going that we don't want a rogue, reckless, and renegade bureaucracy, which is impacting Sergeant Martland. That's part of what's happened here. It's the bureaucracy. So let me encourage you to get Undemocratic wherever you buy books, wherever you're, whether it's Amazon, Barnes & Noble, whatever your local bookstore is, get your copy and get it this week. It's critical that we have it purchased this week. So let me encourage you to do that right now. And again, we've got a lot more on this topic on Thursday and Friday. I'm going to talk to you about a special report we have on this on Friday that's breathtaking in scope. So everybody will want to stay tuned to that. Again, sign that petition for Sergeant Martland, ACLJ.org, or 877-989-2255, and support the work of the ACLJ. We encourage you to do that as well. Like us on Facebook. I've got a page. Jordan has a page. We got to get Than and Logan pages. And follow us also on Twitter. You could do that as well. And even the Jay Sekulow Band has a Facebook page. So do that. We will talk to you tomorrow. I want to talk to our friends on Facebook and Periscope for another second.
Now you can make a difference. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ than right now. Declare your membership today. The ACLJ is dedicated to protecting your religious and your constitutional freedoms. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org.